This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. Louisiana's lawmakers are resistant to tax increase proposals, but they also always ask, what are other states doing? Thanks to the NPR State Governance Project, Joe Wirtz of State Impact Oklahoma can tell us.
Years of Republican-led tax cuts have taken a big bite out of Oklahoma's budget. The recent downturn in crude prices has also starved revenue streams that power this oil-rich state. This year, the state faced a nearly $900 million budget gap. State troopers had their mileage limited, and many schools are open only 4 days a week. Educators, business leaders, and public demonstrators flocked to the Capitol and rallied against funding cuts. Some of the Republicans who control Oklahoma's Capitol responded to the outcry by supporting tax hikes, which conservatives here have long campaigned against. This turnabout is telling. Here's Governor Mary Fallon shortly after her election in 2011.
Our first priority will be to balance the state budget without raising taxes.
This year, Fallon, a Republican, threatened to veto any budget without tax increases. Lawmakers heeded her call, and Republicans approved tax and fee hikes. They also repealed a pending income tax cut and effectively raised taxes on oil and gas production. Richard Auksher is a researcher at the Nonpartisan Tax Policy Center.
In Oklahoma and other states, the tax cuts have not paid for themselves.
In Kansas, a GOP-dominated legislature overrode a veto by Republican Governor Sam Brownback to cancel steep tax cuts and raise $1 billion.
It's not an easy vote. I mean, Kansas took him 3 times to get enough votes to override the governor's veto.
I'm Joe Wirtz in Oklahoma City.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.